The Lord says, you have just sung that you want me to have my way in you. I would ask, do you really know what you're saying? There are many of my children who are living daily in unforgiveness towards something that happened to them in the past. You have taken offense to what someone else did, and this is contrary to the very nature of who I am. I do not take offense. Likewise, as my child, you do not have the right to take offense, but you have the will to take offense. You see, you can choose to hold on to what people have done to you, and many of my children are doing just that. There are some of you hearing this. You need to pay close attention. You see, the very first part of the fruit of your born-again spirit is love. It is impossible for you to truly love someone out of who you are in me if you are holding offense toward them. You hold on to an offense because of pride. Love and forgiveness does not demand or wait for an apology. And there are many of my children who are struggling with addictions. In some cases, they are addictions to certain substances. Alcohol, smoking, other things. And the reason that they can't seem to break free from the addiction is because the offense that they're holding on to and the unforgiveness that is reigning within them is keeping them bound to the torment of the addiction. You cannot justify holding on to an offense. You cannot justify holding on to unforgiveness. No matter what you say, you cannot do it. You may be able to convince others around you that you are justified in holding on to this and holding on to unforgiveness and waiting for the day when they will come and apologize to you. But you're the one who is in sin. You're the one who is in error. You're the one who is wrong. For do not I say in my word, have I not said that when you ask for forgiveness, I will forgive you and that I will never recall your sin against you again? You're wanting me to work my work in you. Your unforgiveness is holding me back. Unforgiveness is a terrible, terrible disease that afflicts many of my children, but it's one that can be easily eradicated. Unforgiveness is the silent killer of so many of my children. For many of my children are suffering with sickness and disease, and the root of it is unforgiveness. And I say unto you, search my word, for you will find where pride is disgusting to me. It is a stench in my nostrils. I do not allow pride and unforgiveness to dwell in my presence because it is not a part of my nature and who I am. If you are willing to forgive, then I can work with you and you will forgive. But it's the unwillingness which is a major problem. So I say unto you, take stock strongly evaluate all that is within you. What have they done to you which is greater than what the blood of my Son accomplished? Let it go. You need to understand there are some people who are so immature, they do not understand the concept of an apology. And so you're waiting for something that will never come. I say unto you, walk in the freedom that forgiveness releases within you. Turn it loose. Let it go. Let my peace work its strong work in your life. I am reaching out to you this day, and I am asking you, please forgive those who have done you wrong. Do not hold on to unforgiveness. It is wrong. Release it, and in doing so, you will be releasing yourself. Love as I love you, and forgive as I have forgiven you, says the Lord.